John, can I ask, and Laura as well, if you want to respond, there have been to some schools where there's maybe been one device that's being used by all the children, one type of device is being used in the school in a, let's say, a one-to-one environment. And that was you would see that in maybe all the classes, or maybe in a primary 6 and P7. What do you think the challenges, or the advantages, sorry, or disadvantages there may be of a bring-your-own-device approach?
I think you will see our starting point. You talked about the journey skills have to go down in the first engagement in this process. John told you that the channel, there was the ability to have the channel switched on, but the school have to actually engage with the process before that's just switched on. Mm-hmm. And part of that is the engagement with parents, engagement with pupils. Some schools have looked at vertical groupings, and in a lot of situations the pupils have written a responsible use agreement. The pupils have talked about what risks there might be, what if they get dropped, what if they get stolen. They've delivered to the parents. It's the pupils that have said to the parents, this is what we're trying to do in the school.
So this is all done before any device goes anywhere near anyone?
Anything goes near anybody, they start that process. We recognise the fact that one of the major factors would be the possibility of children who didn't have. You're always going to have your don't-haves, and they should never be disadvantaged. So that was something that schools discussed quite early, and we did too, and our concerns about making sure that there were devices in the school that children who didn't bring their own would have access to. And also teachers seeing what the possibilities were. One of the things we talked about was, you know, having sets of devices we could start the school off on. Here you go, AAL gets on, start to investigate what's possible, look at it with the children, talk to the staff. That can be quite diversionary, because what can happen, and we have seen happening, and staff have said that's happened to them, is it becomes about the device, mm-hmm. it becomes about the apps on the device, it becomes a jotter, mm-hmm. it becomes another textbook. The focus is on keeping everybody the same, handed out to the children. We believe that the transformation that John was talking about, and that we're starting to see in some schools, is about teachers thinking about different opportunities to create learning experiences where the children are really stretching themselves and working in collaborative situations where it's a much richer experience. If you go, I believe, from what I've seen, if you go down the route of a single device that's all the same, that's managed by the school, I think the word managed can often mean straitjacket in terms of learning. What does it look like once the engagement happens? I think that scary first leap, it's a leap of faith, when the schools have got the responsible use together, have spoken to the parents, who incidentally, every parental engagement I've been to, and I think John's found the same, the general reaction was, not before time, thank goodness. Parents are just, of course it's the most logical thing in the world to do. The kind of wee glimpses I've seen in how learning's changed, I saw a lesson which I thought just kind of summed it up a wee bit. The teacher was talking to the children about where you might stay, and house prices and cost of houses, and why builders would build houses in certain places. And there was a great discussion going on, and the teacher was saying, would it cost the same to live in Livingston as it would in Edinburgh if you were in a three-bedroom semi-detached house? Go and find out about that, and we'll talk about that again in 10 minutes. She didn't tell anybody to go to any device. She didn't ask them to do. There were Blackberries, there were iPod Touches, there were iPads, there was Google devices, there was various mm-hmm. Android phones. The children had great discussion about where they would go to find out that information. They found it out. Somebody talked about amenities which sent them off in another direction. They were looking at bus timetables. Fantastic discussion. In the background, I heard a child say, I can't get my Blackberry to connect to the network, to which the teacher replied, I don't know anything about Blackberries. Does anybody know anything about Blackberries? My mum's got one. Right, you've got 1 minute. Have you 30 seconds? you've still not got that connected, pop it in your bag, use something else. Right, so what have we got, what have we found out about where we, about the learning? That's yes. the transformation, I think, that we need to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the energy needs to go, not in managing these devices. The kids will manage them. The kids can charge them at home. The kids will do that.
Where do you think it. Where do you think the need to manage devices is coming from?
I think fear on the part of teachers to lose control. If I have an iPad...
So is this a big part of what we would maybe describe as a culture change?
I think it is. And I think, and I say it with the greatest sympathy, if a teacher is given an iPad to look at and they see potential apps that support what they're doing in maths, and then they can take 10 iPads, make them all look the same, give them to the children and tell the children to do those that maths game, then when I ask teachers about and why do they think that's great, because it motivates the children like it, surely that's not a good enough reason for spending all this money. You know, it's great that the kids are motivated, but seriously, it needs to be deeper than that. Needs to be much deeper than that. I think we need to talk about learning and not about devices.